the Gemara Masechet Gittin Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis quotes a sheet of a Tana. The Tana of a Menuna Berei the Rovim Meper Shenuya. Say V'tar Tefillin O Mezuzos Shekosvan Min U Masor, if they were written by a Min or a Masor or Ev Kechavim or by Ev Kenani or by an Isha, by a Kut, by a Katan, a Kuti, or Yisra Mumar, and all of these situations, says the Gemara, such tefillin apostle. Shenemar, ukshartem. We know the apostle ukshartem lois ayodecha, v'oyu l'taytofa isperei necha, ukhsafta ba'am zuzo isbeisecha v'sherecha. So we learn from this, kol sheyeshna be kshira, whoever has an obligation to put on tefillin, yeshna b'ksiva, has an obligation and is qualified to write the tefillin. Because any b'kshira, somebody who isn't obligated in wearing tefillin, any b'ksiva is not possible from writing the tefillin. And in understanding this Gemara, if we're trying to understand this Gemara, the Drisha in Yerideya Simon Reish Pei Aleph Ois Aleph teaches us quotes a number of Rishonim, the Rif, the Rosh, the Tor, that don't discuss that a woman should be possible from writing a Sefer Torah. And the Shach says it doesn't really make a difference. A woman is certainly also to write a Sefer Torah. The Shach B'Sarye explains why indeed are women possible from writing the Sefer Torah? So he says, on the contrary, women are not included in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because if women were chayiv in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, they could be not disqualified from writing Sefer Torah. And he says, mezuzah, that we're going to quote in a few moments, Tosfos here that discusses that everybody agrees that a woman is disqualified from writing as mezuzah, even though they're certainly obligated to write, to have a mezuzah in the home. It must Ella, because we learn mezuzah from tefillin, that just like women are disqualified from writing tefillin, so too they're disqualified from writing a mezuzah. So too, Sefer Torah. It must be that women are disqualified to write a Sefer Torah, even if we're not necessarily going to hold that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Michas Chinuch, however, disagrees. He says there's a very fundamental difference between the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of tefillin, and the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of mezuzah is to have a mezuzah on the doorways of our homes. There is no specific mitzvah to write a mezuzah. By Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. And that's why the Gemara says that af apish, that somebody has forefathers left him a Sefer Torah, he has a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah. So we see that the mitzvah of Sefer Torah and the mitzvah of mezuzah are very different. And therefore, even though they're not obligated if they're not allowed to write a Sefer Torah, says the Michas Chinuch, it's a raya that they're not obligated in the mitzvah. And moreover, he says, I let them appoint a shliach. He says, you can never appoint a shliach to do something which you can't do yourself. The Magen Avraham and Siman Lama Tess Sif Cotton Aleph, in discussing the psul of a cotton that we just learned that a cotton can't be the one to write a tefillin, says that since we learned the Gemara Kshartim Ksaftim, only somebody who's obligated to wear tefillin can write tefillin. And therefore he says that we have to be careful that the soifer, the rice, the tefillin has to be a godel. And somebody who we have a suffix is not yet a godel, is disqualified from writing tefillin until he's 18 years old. So ask the Prima Godim if the Magen Avraham is concerned that this individual is not yet a godel, so why by 18 is he already lenient? So he says that in general, the halacha is that by any male, as soon as he's 18 years old, we could assume that he's a godel. The Chasam Sofer actually changes the words of the Magen Avraham. He said the Magen Avraham did not mean to say 18 years old. The Magen Avraham meant to say 20 years old. The Noida Behuda in Evan Ezra Simon Samach Aleph says, if, however, we have a pair of tefillin that was written by a boy who's 13 years old, and we don't have this boy in front of us that we could examine him if he is a godel or not, we could rely on chazakah, on the chazakah of Rava that we have throughout Shas, that he brought Shtei Saris, and he's indeed a godel. If, however, the boy is here, we have no right, says the Noida Behuda, to rely on him that he's a godel, even though he's above 13 years old, until we physically examine him. So the Noida Behuda, in Noida Behuda Tinyona, Eir Chaim Simon Aleph, asks a question. Why by tefillin do we say that a cotton is not considered a bak shira? And that's why, and we'll read the words of the Shulchan Aruch soon, the halacha is paskin, in Eir Chaim Simon Lamates Sif Aleph, so tefillin should cotton, cost from cotton psulim. Tefillin that were written by cotton, apostle. Whereas by shechita, the halacha is that who could be kosher to be a shoychit? Somebody who's a bar zvicha. Yet the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudeya, Sibin Aleph Sif Hey, says, Kotna Yudeya La'am in Yodif, Lishchot, a child who knows how to properly do a ma'aseh shechita, mutalitein loy lishchot afilo lechatchila, we may even allow him to shecht lechatchila, kishegodl oimer agabov, as long as there's a godl supervising what he's doing. So he answers that the chi of a chinuch is that a child is not allowed to eat nevela. So the way I saw the Mefarshim explain what the Noida Behuda I think means to say, this is what the Prima Godim says, that there's a nafka mina between a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah loy sasei. A mitzvah sasei, the Torah tells us that a cotton is potter from doing a mitzvah sasei. A mitzvah loy sasei is not that a cotton is potter from mitzvah loy sasei. It's only because he hasn't yet reached the proper mental maturity, he's potter if he violates these isurim. But there is, he's certainly osur in everything that every Jew is osur. What's the rise, says the Prima Godim? The halacha is a godel is not allowed to feed a non-kosher food to a cotton. So therefore, he says, tefillin, which is a mitzvah sasei, a cotton is entirely exempt from. And therefore, the cotton is not nechsher bakshira. And therefore, our Gemara says that cotton may not write tefillin. Shechita, since a cotton is may not eat non-kosher food, therefore, he's considered in the parish of Shechita, and he could shecht if we know that he knows how to shecht and he's properly supervised. Taisus here Divrei Maskel Ko says, from our Gemara we see a raya that a woman should not be the one to tie together the lulav with adasim and daravis. A woman's not the one that should tie the tzitzis. That's Rabbeinu Tam's pshat here, but Tosfos disagrees. He says the Gemara Masechta Menachos that Membeis Amud Aleph says that an akum can't make tzitzis because it says b'nei Yisrael v'asu v'loy ba'oyv v'chachlal. He says, from that Gemara, it seems that only an Akum is disqualified, but not a woman. And also the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Sukkah, the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, says, Sukkah's Nambach Kshera. So we see a Nambach, the Nun, stands for Noshim. So therefore, Tosfos holds only Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, where the Torah says regarding them, Ksharftem, Uksaftem, a woman disqualified, nothing else. The Levush in Ora Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph Aleph says that even if we're machmer, like Rebbe, and don't allow women to make tzitzis, what that means is that women should not be the ones who tie the tzitzis onto the beged. But preparing the threads, the wool from which we're going to make the tzitzis, that he says women are koshel chatchila. Because he says we're learning. How do we learn that women are disqualified from making tzitzis? Because the pasuk says b'nei Yisrael, and we learn from the pasuk b'nei Yisrael v'loy b'nois Yisrael. Where does the pasuk say that? Says the Levush. Regarding v'oslam tzitzis, what does v'oslam tzitzis mean? Oslam tzitzis means putting the tzitzis on the beged. The pasuk, however, that says gedilim taslecha, which speaks about the entire preparation of the tzitzis, there we don't have a pasuk that singles out b'nei Yisrael v'loy b'nois Yisrael, and women are allowed to prepare the tzitzis, the wool, the threads, everything. And so too is the opinion of the Taz, that even Rabbeinu Tam, who we just quoted in our Tosfos, has a very strict opinion about what women may or may not participate in the preparation of the tzitzis, but making the tzitzis, women may make. Even though the Prima Godim has difficulty understanding the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, so it's a special limud of kshartem ksaftem. But Rabbeinu Tam expands and says that women are exempt from all parts of making of mitzvahs, that they're not, if they're not obligated in the mitzvah, they can't be involved in the production of the mitzvah. So why is this singled out? The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes, Sif Katan Ches, says, we just quoted that Rabbeinu Tam said that women should not be the ones that tie the lulav and adasim and aravis. And he asks, the halacha is the lulav ain't tzarech eged. The whole halacha that you tie together these different minim is not essential. And if you didn't do it, it's acceptable. So why, if a woman tied together the lulav, is it a problem according to Rabbeinu Tam? So he says a very important word. He says the Gemara Masechta Sukkah explains the why do we do a gudas halulav? Why do we tie together the lulav? Because that's a noy mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham that a noy mitzvah is an integral part of the mitzvah. And if a gudas halulav is considered a noy mitzvah, it's considered a critical part of the mitzvah, and that's why women are excluded. So Tosfos says, as we just quoted, Tosfos, in disagreement with Rabbeinu Tam, says that the pasuk ukshartem uksaftem is the pasuk from where we learn women are disqualified. So that pasuk, those psukim, talk about tefillin, talk about mezuzah. But we, at the beginning of our shiur, spoke about women's qualification to write a Sefer Torah. Why are women disqualified from writing a Sefer Torah? That isn't part of Gshartem Ksaftem. So the Rosh answers that by tefillin, the Torah in this parasha uses the word Uksaftem. And by Sefer Torah, the Torah uses the words Ksoiv Zois, Zikaron B'Sefer. So he learns Gzeres Shavah. Amar de Gechidish. That a Rishon, the Rosh, shall learn Gzeres Shavah. Usually Gzeres Shavahs are limited for Tanoim in the Gemara. The Ritva and the Ran obviously are not satisfied with the approach of the Rosh. We can't make up, we can't compose our own Gzeres Shavah. And he says, we learn it with a Kal V'Chomer. He says, the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah is higher and greater than the Kedusha of Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So if women, as we're learning now, everybody agrees, as we learned in our Gemara, women may not write Tefillin and Mezuzahs, certainly a Sefer Torah, which is on a higher Madrega, women are disqualified from writing.